Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
All right, here we go.
It's the Mike Calta Show.
Now, you ready for this?
This is happening!
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hey, wake up, stupid!
You know what I'm saying? I think you do.
Check 1, 2.
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
All systems are go.
Make some noise!
3, 2, 1.
It's the Mike Calta Show.
Mike Calta Show.
You guys up in my headphones.
All right. Yeah. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Been a close call this morning, Galvin.
Oh, yeah? What happened? Another no alarm?
Oh, the alarm went off. I just decided to try it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Joe, Gio and Spanish and Joe are all outside and they can't get in. So Gio tells Joe to text me.
Yeah, because I had my hands full. Spanish had
Which
his hands full.
I also had my hands
Joe
full.
Joe's there.
Yeah.
So I said, hey, text Mike and let him know we're out here. Okay. Text. We're waiting. No response. I said, Joe, what did you text? He goes, wakey, wakey, hands off snakey. I go, I can't believe he's not, you know, usually you respond. I go, I even gave him the Starbucks ding early on.
Which I didn't hear.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Starbucks ding usually is the one that's like, hey, you gotta get moving, buddy.
So we're waiting. Waiting some more. And I said to Spanish, I go, I don't know what's going on. You got to call him. Joe goes, oh, wait. I just texted Steve Miller, not Mike.
What?
We've been standing here for 10 minutes.
Also, I don't know if wakey-wakey, hands-off snakey is as important.
Urgent.
As,
right?
Hey, we're out here. We have a show that starts at 6.
Well, I figure any text coming in at that hour is going to be a tip.
If I didn't hear the alarm, I'm not going to hear your dumb text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we were very nervous out there.
Yeah.
Very nervous.
But I have to tell you, since I started using that sleep thing, the CPAP machine,
yeah,
sleeping great.
Good. Maybe I should try what I do and go to bed at 6 o'clock.
You know, I tell you, Galvin, that's my goal every night. Every night I look at my wife at dinner and I go, after dinner, I'll just go to bed. And she's like, yes. And then after the next thing, you know, it's 10 o'clock. And I'm like,
yeah, I did that yesterday. Right. I was totally Beavis and Butthead on the sofa, just like falling asleep, hit my head. And I was like, I'm going to bed. And just went to bed.
Yeah. Yesterday was a good, there was nothing to do yesterday. I mean, like, I just had a couple of errands to run, but I had no... And it was, like, the first day where I was like, we don't have to be anywhere today.
I had a brutal day yesterday.
Oh.
Because Saturday is when I'm supposed to do my long runs, and I didn't feel like running. I felt like pizza.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, come on, you got to do it. So I went over to the Humane Society. So normally I get up super early so I don't have to deal with the super heat or anything. I went over to Humane Society and then ran afterwards, and I had to do 8 miles, and it was like about 87 degrees. Oh. I'm all sunburned on my neck. I'm like, oh, it's brutal.
Yeah.
I think that's probably why I went to bed so early.
Of course. If it was my long run day, I would have went to bed early, too. last night, I was watching, I don't know, it was whatever, when I fell asleep, and another movie came on while I was sleeping. And the dialogue, I could hear it in my head subconsciously, and it reminded me. I had no idea what it was, but I knew in my head. I was like, I know this movie. I'm sleeping, and I'm negotiating this in my head. I'm like, I know this. This is The Lost Boys. But it's not The Lost Boys. I'm like, did they make a parody of The Lost Boys? And I'm now listening, and I was like, finally, I got to get up and see what this is. Are you aware that there was a Lost Boys sequel?
When? No, I'm not. I remember they were talking about doing a Lost Boys with the original cast like a little while ago, and then people started dying and stuff.
Oh.
But
I would have chose death and be in this movie.
When was this made?
Somewhat recently.
Oh, like, then maybe that was it.
In the last 10 years, I will tell you that.
It says the release date was 2008 for Lost Boys, The Tribe.
The Tribe. Don't say anything else.
Okay.
So, in the first Lost Boys, they take Jason Patrick out, and then they start doing some stunts and stuff, and he realizes that they're vampires, and they try to get him to join the group. This movie, it's like they used the same exact script and just changed the name. It's a guy who the guy who plays the Kiefer Sutherland part can't act to save his life. So anyway, I'm watching it and it's all too familiar in my head. I'm like, this is The Lost Boys. They're using the same dialogue that they did in the first movie and the same setups and all that stuff, and it's completely awful. So then they do this thing where they go out to this island, and there is a bunch of girls, hot girls out there, and they're all young. The vampires are all young guys, and they're all with the girls, and they're all paired up and making out. And then the one guy says to the girl, you know what's funny? And she's like, what? And she's like, we are vampires. And then he turned into vampire face, and that was pretty scary. And then they just start eating these girls, biting their necks off and stuff. And it got really, like, the horror portion of it was actually pretty good. So it gets down to there's a fight between the good guy and one of the vampires, and a familiar voice comes to save the good guy. Does anybody want to guess who it is?
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman shows up with a wig on because there's no way his hair looked that young, and wooden crosses, and he is continuing his character from the first movie as a vampire hunter. It is the most awful thing you'll ever see in your
life.
Yeah,
so I remember hearing, that's what I thought, that he was like, I'm going to be in it and trying to get other people in, and then the other Corey died whenever he died, and you know, whoever else, Kiefer Sutherland was like, I'm very successful. I'm not doing this garbage.
Yeah. Plus, they all died in the first one, all the vampires, didn't they?
I don't remember.
I don't
remember.
I've got great news.
Uh-oh.
No. Not only is there a sequel, but there is a third movie.
Oh, yes, my God.
Is. Lost Boys, The Thirst.
Oh.
Released.
Who is in that?
Well, on the poster is Corey Feldman.
Of
front front okay. center. And it came out in 2010.
Oh, it came out already?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, Jesus.
He's like, please just do another one. Please.
It had to complete the trilogy.
Yeah.
The guy who played the Kiefer Sutherland like type leader, he was so awful. He was like, hey, vampires, come follow me. It was the worst garbage I've seen. It was so bad I couldn't shut it off. I ended up watching like a half hour of it. So, anyway, everybody have a good weekend. Started out strong with us. We all went out on Friday night.
Yeah.
We actually followed through on some plans for Carmen's birthday. How was birthday weekend, Carmen?
Oh, it was good. I'm a little rough today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What
yeah,
did you
I didn't see Carmen. Like, I didn't look up. She was just there, and I was like, good morning. And I just hear, good morning. Like, oh, my God.
Marge Simpson.
Yeah.
There was a lot of screaming, it's my birthday, Saturday night.
You were pretty subdued on Friday.
Yeah, it was like, that was the family birthday. That was the chill birthday. Saturday.
I feel kind of weird that we're like not in the cool birthday anymore. We're in the family birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't think you would have liked the fun birthday.
All right. You tell me about it, and I'll tell you if I would have liked it.
Okay. So we started.
Hang on real quick. I got to interject here because now you got me on the Lost Boys thing. was the main guy Shane? Do you remember? Do you know? Because there is an actor who played Shane in there, and he is the second billing on IMDb, Angus Sutherland.
What?
Yeah.
He does look like he could be in that family. He had, like, surfer hair.
I don't know. There's a Sutherland in
it
there.
It says his sibling is Kiefer Sutherland. His parents are Donald and Francine.
Oh, boy.
And Donald Sutherland had another little kid?
And Angus Sutherland.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it does kind of look like it.
Wow.
He's 38 years old.
Angus had never acted before he was in that movie.
They're like, let's just get a Sutherland and hopefully nobody will. Starring Sutherland.
Right. You know that they were like, Angus is doing drugs again. And they're like, just get him a movie. Just put him in a movie.
When you Google Angus Sutherland, the first movie on there is the Lost Boys sequel.
It might be his only movie.
Awesome.
Well, he was also in Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, okay.
Who wasn't?
Yeah. So he only does like high-class films.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's already got his money from his father, so he doesn't need money. Right?
Yeah.
All right, so Carmen, Friday night was a family night. Then what happened?
And then Saturday, I went to Ybor, started off in Ybor.
Now, who is we? Like, what was the group?
So it was myself and Chad, mm-hmm. my roommate, Cody and...
Yeah, let's stop right there.
What?
Let's stop right there.
What?
Why in my mind... I met your roommate one time before.
Yes.
It was like 2 years ago. And I know I was drunk because my sister had just turned 21 and I was doing shots of tequila with my sister. So
because you guys had played the country bar.
Right. And I was pretty smashed when we were on stage. And then I was doing shots with my sister afterwards. So I know I was drunk. But in no way do I remember your roommate being that friggin' hot.
Yeah.
Yo, for real.
Oh, my God. I mean, she's a strong nine.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's beautiful.
Yeah. I remember being short.
I remember being fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, her legs are a strong nine feet long. She has long-ass legs.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
She's smoking hot.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Okay.
That shows you how bad alcohol
is. And very nice. Yeah. And very nice, too. She's fun to talk to.
Is she?
Yeah.
She was so far away, I didn't know. But anyway, okay, you, the hot roommate. The boyfriend.
Right. And then Ashley, you know, my girlfriend.
Ashley, yeah.
Yep. And three syllables.
Cody
your
and
bath mate.
Cody and Leanne.
Yeah.
And Vinny.
Who the hell's Vinny?
We've talked about Vinny
is
before.
Is Vinny the one that owns the boat that you don't like?
No, that's that was like Roger, so I can't remember what his name was.
Also, I wonder what happened to Thor?
So he has a baby now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So
Asgard?
Thor's, yeah.
Yeah. So I invited him, but it was his weekend. So
all right.
He has a baby out of wedlock?
Yeah. Oh,
come on, Thor.
Oh, you can't hang out with him.
I know.
That might fly up there, but not down here on Earth.
So okay, that was it?
Well, so then we started there, and then we went to Parks and Rec. We Ubered over there and met up with my girlfriend, Paige, who does my hair. Mm-hmm. And we had a couple bottles there and did shots and drank a bunch and hung out and danced. And then we left and went someplace else.
Did you toast to Cedar Point?
No, we did not.
By the way, someplace else means strip club?
No, I just can't remember because it was like in not Soho, but it was a part of Tampa. I can't remember. And then we all just looked at each other and was like, are we done? We're done. And then
it's 30 all day.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we made it until like midnight. We made it past midnight for sure.
We made it past midnight on Friday.
Yeah.
The old people did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old people.
The old people were standing on furniture singing.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got Joe, serenaded by Joe.
Joe is the best. Pap was on fire on Friday. It was made my night.
Are we allowed back there?
You made my 30th birthday.
Thank you.
Wait, no, yeah, it's my birthday.
You have to understand that the people that own that place are super fun.
Yeah.
So they're like, I don't care.
Okay, go ahead.
It was good because as soon as we walked in, we got Gio because Gio's, you know, talks so much crap about Zoe. I mean, probably the most out of anybody on the show. Mm-hmm. So we walk in and you know, Zoe's not there with us. And we walk up to Gio and we're like, dude, Zoe's not coming tonight. Yeah. And Gio's like, no way. She's going to be here. We're like, nah. She heard everything you said. She doesn't want to come tonight.
You
guys
like, it's your fault, man.
Yeah.
And he walks up, deadpan face, and he's like, yeah, thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate that for, you know, ruining my night. She's not coming. I go, you got to be kidding.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah.
And I look
at
him.
It's also, no, it's not true because it wouldn't ruin his night.
Right.
Yeah.
And I look at Spanish all serious. I'm like, are you effing with me now? He's like, yeah, man, it was bad. She's not coming. I'm like, wow. And I said to my wife, like, this is going to get really awkward. I feel horrible. She's not coming. And then Zoe comes trotting in.
She was staying there for a while, actually.
No, she came walking in just like she still had that loaf of bread to make you guys sandwiches.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for a minute, I was happy. I'm like, oh, good. Yeah.
It was it was a fun night. We had a good dinner.
Yeah.
On Friday with everybody was there. Everybody showed up.
Yeah.
Right. Gio's wife finally got out of the cage.
Yeah.
He let her out.
Yeah, it was weird.
Gio's wife was there. Pete came.
Yeah.
Hot roommate was there. Mm-hmm. Then we ran into Martin Gramatica.
Yeah.
He was there with his wife and some other people. And Russell Rhodes was there. It was good. It was a good time. Russell Rhodes scared the crap out of me.
I saw that.
We were in the bar, and I saw him earlier, and I said hi to him. And then we went into the room, and he came in to show me something. And I just turned for a second. He was standing there, and I literally jumped out of my chair. I go, you just scared the hell out of me. He's like, sorry. I go, he didn't do anything. I just didn't expect him to be there. He was like
the sidled
guy
up on you.
Yeah.
He was like the guy from Mr. Deeds. I thought he was going to change my socks. Sneaky.
For some reason, the table ordered 15 pounds of calamari.
Everybody got a thing of calamari. Oh,
we didn't. Why don't you pass them out?
We did. We were yelling. You couldn't hear us. Oh, man.
So much.
Yeah.
So much calamari. Yeah.
I was playing meatball roulette.
Oh.
Ready to meatball, and then just looked down and hope it didn't fall on my shirt. Pete goes, I almost got you. I saw him watching me out of the corner of his eye. It was fun. I like nights where my girlfriend and my wife are there.
Yeah, that was fun.
Great. All right. Well. Oh, and then, by the way, I'm not interested in slamming the restaurant whatsoever because it was okay. But I had to jump on Mo last night. Mo has been recommending this restaurant to me forever. You've got to go. It's the best. It's so good.
Why would you take a recommendation from Mo? Like, that's on you. I put that on you. No matter what you say, no matter how bad, whatever. You're listening to Mo, a guy who tries to get free food from everybody and steals ketchup.
Well, that's part of the problem. So that was 5 months ago that he's been telling me to do this. And in this time, I have not taken his advice, Galvin. And then we were kind of like looking for someplace new to try. And my wife said, what about this place? And I go, oh, that's that place Mo's always talking about. All right, let's go there. And then it was packed when we got there. And I was like, oh, must be good. And there was people that I knew there. And I was like, eh, well. And then it was awful. It was like, oh, Jesus. It was like at 1 to 10, it was like a 4.5.
Ooh.
The service was awful. It took an hour to get the food. I was like, this is the worst. And then I said to myself, Galvin, just what you just said to me, why would I listen to Mo?
Yeah.
Why would I listen to Mo? The only thing Mo has ever been, no. He's got like,
I was going to say, there's certain people for certain advice. You know what I mean? Mo on a nice restaurant is not somebody I listen to.
You're right, especially an Italian restaurant. The one that the restaurant that he goes to, that Love's restaurant, that is really good. I've never been to the place, but I've eaten food from there.
It's gone. Closed.
Yeah. It did?
Love Artifacts?
Yeah.
It's gone.
Well, that guy was like old. Wasn't he trying to fight Mo and something?
Yeah.
What?
So, yeah.
Didn't
he try Kung Fu Mo at somebody's house or something?
Yeah.
That was SBK.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it SBK?
Yeah. It was Mo's friend.
Yeah.
Love.
He tried to fight. Yeah.
He was like throwing karate kicks out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Restaurant's closed, guys.
The guy made good food, though.
It was good.
Yes. Yeah. Mo did recommend it. Although, Bobby, funny, because Bobby Jewell recommended it, and then Mo backed it up.
Yeah.
And what's funny is I was leaving this restaurant and ran into Bobby Jewell. And now I know I can't trust either one of them anymore. Oh, man. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm sorry. I more wanted to confess that than anything else. It could be the restaurant had a bad night or whatever, so I'm not interested in bashing the restaurant. I was just mad that I listened to Mo on it in my life.
Bad move.
Bad move.
Bad move. Mm.
Anyway, good morning. It is Monday. Now, this weekend is Easter weekend.
Yes.
Are we off on Friday?
I don't know, but I can find out.
That would be good
the show's
Friday,
over.
Right?
Yes.
Is that good Friday? I already asked a million people. So let me tell you what the consensus is.
All right, but you asked a million people. Who's the one person that you should ask that you probably didn't ask that would know immediately and be able to tell you?
Rhonda?
Yes.
Yeah, but I didn't want to text her on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I text you guys, and you were unaware.
I was already asleep.
Well, yeah. And then I text Mike Olivero, and he gave me an answer. And then I text Melanie, and she gave me the same answer. And they said, I think it was a holiday for us, but now it's just a half day. And I said, great, I'm going to take the first half of the day.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't know. We'll figure out what we're going to do for Friday. The only reason why I ask, I'm not looking to take another 4 hours off. She said my kids are, I found out yesterday, they're both off. So we might actually do something this weekend and go away. So we'll see what's happening. So I don't know. We'll figure that out. All right, we got a lot of things to get to this morning. It is Monday. I have something looming that I'm afraid to bring up.
Oh, no.
It's about Carmen.
Okay. What?
How she's 30 and it's over now?
No. It's not so much about Carmen, but about Carmen's boyfriend.
Mm. Oh, what I do.
You know, it's not bad. It's not bad. Well, I have two questions. One I will flat out ask you when we come back from break.
Okay.
And then the other one is I'm not really sure how to approach it. Mm. I want to flat out ask you, but I also don't want to. I don't want to make drama.
Okay.
It's not bad, Carmen. It's not bad.
I don't know.
Drama's always good.
No. It's like, I don't know if he's a nice, straight, non-radio guy. So I don't want to say anything that's going to make him upset. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Not that it necessarily would, Carmen. Okay. I just don't want to. It's like, we'd say things about each other. We're like, nothing. And everybody's like, how could you say that? We don't care.
Because we don't have feelings anymore.
Yeah. We're all dead inside.
Yeah, right. For real.
I do have one question about him, and I'm going to fire that out right when we come back from break. I'm just going to be like, what about this?
Okay.
And then I'm going to be like, and then the other one is, I kind of like heard a rumor.
From who?
We'll get to it. We'll get
oh, my
we'll
God.
Get
yeah.
we'll
okay.
We'll get to it. I'm not even trying to tease us. I'm afraid to give you the answer.
I just want, you can just flat out ask me, and if I don't want to answer it, I'll tell you.
All right, I'll flat out answer this one. I'll flat out ask you this one right now.
Okay.
Where is...
Are you sure?
No.
I don't think that's flat out. I think that's struggling.
My mouth is struggling.
Is it bad? Is it bad?
Does that guy have no eyebrows?
He does have eyebrows. They're just very thin.
That's it. I mean, I knew the answer to that, but he looks... I didn't see it in person, but when I look in pictures, it looks like he has no eyebrows in the pictures.
Yeah, they're very... Like, he has no hair anywhere on his body.
Oh, do you sometimes call him Candyman?
No.
What? What? Nowhere on his body?
No.
Was he like powder?
He's just so soft and smooth.
If he needs eyebrows, smooth. He should put them in Mo's movie. They're really good at that.
They can make him some. No, he does have eyebrows. They're just very thin.
All right, that was my easy question.
Okay.
And also, I posted a picture of you guys. And all the girls like him. They're like,
you posted a picture of us?
I posted a picture of everybody. Oh. And the two of you were like a coupled up, so everybody knew it was him.
Oh, gotcha.
And,
yeah.
And all the comments underneath were like, ooh, Carmen's boyfriend's so handsome. Mm-hmm. He's so good looking. Good for you, Carmen. I was like, and he's hairless. And he's got thin eyebrows.
Yeah. Wait, what? Why?
I will say that this has been like the fourth or fifth time we hung out with him. Still like him.
Yeah.
You're on a roll right now.
Yeah, I think I like them. I think I'll keep them for a little bit.
I'm not going to bring up this other thing.
Oh.
What? Just say it.
No, I can't.
What?
Did anybody else hear it?
No.
Maybe.
He said something.
Flat out.
No, I can't flat out this one.
Why?
He said something that I heard.
Yeah.
That makes me think you guys might be a little sexually promiscuous.
Wait, what?
I know how to break it down for you. He said something that made me think you guys might be a little bit closer to the swinger world.
What did he say? What did he say?
You flat out tell me some stuff. I'll flat out tell you some stuff.
I try to touch. Wait, what?
Oh man!
I
can't say that.
This is your power decade, Carmen. Don't let it stop you.
Dirty thirties.
No, where we joke around a little bit about experimenting and stuff like that, but we like talked about it yesterday. He's not allowed. And I'm not allowed to do things with other people. No.
But what if you guys did stuff together with other people?
I'm not saying that it's never, ever going to happen, but it's not on the table right now.
On your table?
Well, of course. I mean, every guy wouldn't. Why wouldn't it? What guy doesn't want to have a threesome?
Or a foursome?
Wait, what? Was he hitting on Spanish?
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Was he hitting on you, Spanish?
I don't know.
I wouldn't say it was Spanish. It might have been. Look, I'm not saying gay stuff. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean.
It might have been some. Pete might have overheard some conversation in Spanish. You can back me up on this if you'd like.
Oh, I don't know. How did you hear this, man?
I didn't hear it.
Oh.
Pete heard it and Pete told me. And I was like, yeah.
And wait, what? But what was said?
There was something that led me to believe, and this is the problem, is that I'm asking you both about your personal sexual relationships,
right?
And I don't know if I'm legally allowed to do this, so I'm just going to throw out hypotheticals, and you guys can.
Okay.
There was something that Pete heard to make me think that there might have been some sort of invitation for a 4G between the four of you and. And eyebrows and charisma and Spanish.
I was unaware of this invitation. Yeah. I wasn't given that invite.
If there was a yes, you would have been aware.
Yeah.
I think, because I know Chad said he really liked hanging out with Spanish during dinner, so he was trying to get him to come to my birthday Saturday night.
Oh, so you didn't like hanging out with anybody? He didn't ask any of us, so you didn't want to hang out with any of us?
Well, he just knows the Spanish is a drug user.
Yes. I can't hide that.
And I don't want to put too much out there, but he may also not mind dabbling stuff.
Okay.
So I think he like was trying to get Spanish to come out Saturday night.
I gotta tell you, for a nerd, Chad's a lot cooler than I thought.
He's a nerd.
Also, this is starting to make a lot more sense now that Carmen said that.
Yeah.
Because I think Chad likes drugs and other stuff.
Wait, what?
Spanish is type
dudes.
Shirt.
No, I don't think it was Spanish that he was after.
You think it was me?
I think Chad was trying to set up a little 4G between Carmen and Chad and Karishma and Spanish.
And who would be coupled up in that 4G?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how that would work out. I would imagine. I mean, look, Chad's like Carmen said, he's all man. So I think that I don't think he was trying to come on to Spanish. But I think he might have been trying to include Spanish because he thought
then
there might
he
be
gets
some
charisma.
Wait.
Well, he thought there might be some 4G action there.
Should we? Do I need to talk to Chad about this? Can we?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not.
I mean, I could tell you off the air exactly. I don't know because
there is something. Man.
I could tell you what he said off the air.
Why does
I don't
it
really
have to
want
be
to
off
say
air?
It. What?
Ooh. Why does it have to be off air?
It doesn't have to be. I'll tell you now. I just didn't want to put any of that.
Why did it have to be off air? Well, we don't want to get fired.
It's all right. Nobody's listening. You're fine.
I mean, I'll tell you. Like, he wasn't rude or inappropriate at all.
I wouldn't worry about your relationship. I'm excited because I think your relationship might be going to a different level than I ever expected.
Was there no doubt what was being implied?
There was doubt.
Okay.
There was
no doubt playing in the background.
yeah.
Oh, remind me about that, Calvin. I got something to tell you about that, right. too.
Yeah, so I just left going, did he just... No, maybe.
So what did he say exactly?
I don't can we talk about it on the air?
I don't care.
All right. Okay. Well, then, all he said was...
At what point was this?
Listen, I'm going to be 100% honest.
I found out after the night.
I had two glasses that were just Kettle One on the rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So, and Carmen was gone, and I was sitting there with Karishma and Chad and Zoe and Joe, and we were talking about, maybe a little bit of some LSDs, and he just was like, hey... Do you guys do sleepovers with other couples?
Oh.
And I was like,
don't pass right over that.
We're pretty missionary. And he was like, oh, okay, yeah. And then and that was really it. And then the conversation moved on. That's why I was like, did he just? No.
I'm about to ask him. Hold on.
Sleepovers with other couples?
Yeah, because I was like, he might have just been asking, like he said, he wanted to hang out on Saturday. Maybe he was just, that was his way of saying, if you guys come out.
Other couples implies other couples.
Well, like I said, when I walked away, I was like, I don't know. But I just assumed that he was just probably inviting us to hang out on Saturday.
No, he was not.
Carmen, was there any talk that night about Spanish or Karishma sexually?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not that she heard.
Yeah, not that Joe I was aware of. No, we went home and we did dirty things together.
It wasn't inappropriate. It didn't make me feel weird about it at all. But it was just one of the things when I walked away. I was like, did he just?
Yeah, he probably because he is a nerd and a little weird. So I think he was probably just trying to ask if you wanted to do drugs.
And hang out. That's what I figured. I was like, he probably
but
just
why
saying,
would you need to sleep over with couple. The other couple?
Yeah. Slumber party.
Well, because we don't, I don't drink and drive. He doesn't drink and drive.
Swingers.
No. Mm-hmm.
Chocolate swing.
Is that what Pete heard?
Yeah.
That is what Pete heard?
That is about to sleep over.
Gosh. Okay.
I know.
And I was like, no. And then I started thinking about it. I was like, maybe. And then I remember I saw Karishma and I was like, I'd sleep over with her.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's good to know, I guess.
Well, I can't wait to hang out again.
When are you going to sleep over?
I don't know. Whenever.
I'm excited for your opportunity, Spanish.
I don't really know. It got real all of a sudden, you know? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I'm always concerned with Carmen's feelings when I say something like this, but I'm never concerned with yours. that is awkward, but yet awesome at the same time.
Yeah, it's definitely something.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
Happy
yeah.
birthday.
Yeah, 30-30, let's
what
get
if,
weird.
What if this is like Governor Cuomo now, like five other girls come forward from Saturday and they're like, he also asked us the same thing.
Oh, man. So he just doesn't know how to appropriately ask to hang out with somebody.
I think that was very appropriate. He looked at this girl and he was like, I would totally bang her, but that is Spanish's girlfriend, and I have a girlfriend and I love her. How can we all do this together? Yeah. To me, if you ask me, the guy's a goddamn genius.
I got to be honest, the next day I was like, if all the ways he could have asked, if he was asking, that was incredibly polite.
Yeah. It was very polite. It was
incredibly polite.
And also smart. Like, every time I see a hot girl, I look at my wife and go, oh, she's pretty hot. We should talk to her and have a threesome. My wife goes, she's very pretty, but no, thank you.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, well, hey, one day if she goes, yeah, go get that bitch, I'm going to be like, let's wait.
You need to start calling it a sleepover.
Yeah, hey, you want a sleepover?
Yeah.
Hey, lady, you want to come sleepover?
Yeah. I'm going to work on that, too.
I was talking to Karishma the next day, and I was like, I'm glad you said no thank you to that. Because if she would have been all about it, I'd be like, that would have been a weird Friday night into Saturday.
Also, because you're a short, very hairy white guy.
Yeah, he's a tall, non-haired.
Non-hairy black guy. So you're going to be like, no, I don't know what she really likes.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but then I'd be like, well, all right. So now everybody's relationship is now at the next level.
Yeah. weird.
Yeah.
So
what's up?
I'm going to go next time I see Chris and be like, hey, you ever have a sleepover? Just see what she says. Although, yeah. I tell you, in a non-sexual way, a sleepover would be very fun.
I mean, I love sleepover.
Well, we say that, but then all of a sudden, I'm the first one to sleep, and I'm snoring. Everybody's like, this guy's ruining the whole thing.
Nah, you know? Yeah, I've slept in numerous rooms with you, and your snoring has never been a problem for me. Yeah. I find it to be quite methodical, actually.
These guys ask me to stay at Whore Island all the time.
It's true.
And I can't do it.
Sleepovers. Yeah,
they do, and they're like, I'll prepare the couch for you.
Yeah. We got a room with a bed.
Yeah.
Don't yell at me.
Sorry.
You're very excited.
I don't trust them.
Sleepovers.
All right. We got to take a break. We have Sporkle when we come back. I believe we have WrestleMania tickets, Carmen. Among other things to give away today?
Yeah.
Carmen doesn't know. She's so worried about sleepovers now. She's like, whatever.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.